Overton, they are looking to get back to the state tournament. Spalding Academy, what a run they had last year, coming up one game short of winning it all as they were defeated in the D2 state championship game last year, an epic game that went into double overtime where they fell to Wynot 60 to let me double check that here for you, where they fell in the state championship game in D2 to Wynot 57 to 56. Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better banking at Five Points Bank. And we will start with the visiting team on the scoreboard, and that is the Knights of Spalding Academy. Number 10, 5'11 junior Brandon Stevens. Number 14, 5'10 junior Joe Glazer. Number 20, 6' junior Weston Pfeiffer. Number 21, 6' junior Brock McKay. And number 32, 6'7 senior Kane Hashke. The head coach is Joe Imus, assisted by Ron Glazer. They are 6-0. For Overton, number 14 is a 6'3 junior, Creighton Ryan. Number 20, a 6' senior, Hayden Cahoy. Number 24, 5'11 senior, is Logan Kaiser. Number 32, 6'3 junior, Caleb Eklund. And number 44, a 6'1 senior, Joel Schaefer. The head coach at Overton is Jay Stair, assisted by Clint Little. Overton, 5-0 on the season. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll tip it off after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. As we are underway and Spalding wins the tip, they immediately attack the bucket. The shot is no good, but an offensive rebound is put back up and in by Joe Glazer, and our basketball game is underway. Again, Spalding's going to pressure you. They hope to put a high-scoring basketball game out there. Overton has been a great defensive team, holding four of their five opponents to 35 points or under, while the Knights of Spalding Academy have done the job offensively. As the first jumper of the game for Overton is off the heel by Caleb Eklund, no good. Rebound brought down by Hashke into the front court, attacking the hoop. The shot is going to be blocked out of bounds off of Spalding. Getting the block shot will be Caleb Eklund. The girl started out on a high intensity pace here as well, and then it slowed down as the game moved on. We'll see what the boys' game progresses as here. Again, full court pressure. Overton's going to have to handle that. Trouble in the back court. They get it in the hands of Joel Schaefer. Schaefer didn't get across the timeline. He took a little extra time once the pressure got by, and a turnover here on Overton. Again, Spalding has scored 69 or more points in 5 of 6 of their games. Overton has scored 62 or more in 4 of their 5. As driving in, they'll hand it to Hashke. He's hounded on the backside, dropped it, got it, put it back up, no good. Offensive rebound, back up, no good by Glazer. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it'll belong to Overton. Overton and Joel Schaefer, he'll have his hands full. Caleb Eklund, the big boys with Hashke, the big fella for the Knights. And there's an outlet pass that's thrown away by Overton. So Coach Stair saying, you know, the Knights could be the best team here when you've got 3 undefeated teams. You just don't know, but they're still plenty young. They lost a lot of kids, a lot of experience from last year's team, but they've got some talent back as they break the Overton press, attack the right baseline. The runner is up, no good. And trying to save the basketball, Logan Kaiser stepped out of bounds. So we've got up and down the floor. We've got 2 points to show for it on a Joe Glazer putback. And it's 2-0. Knights with the ball underneath their own hoop. To throw it in will be Stevens. Tries to lob it in. The ball deflected out of bounds. Schaefer denying the entry pass to Bronk McKay. Hashke, the only senior on this team. There was a lot of dunking in pregame warm-ups, so if they get a chance, they're not afraid to throw it down. Off the inbound, they'll get it to Stevens. Can't get the 3 away. Overton is playing man-to-man. Stevens decides to drive right side of the lane, and as he penetrates, we're going to get a blocking foul called on the Eagles. Free throws are coming up. The foul will be called on Hayden Cahoy. That is the first foul of our basketball game. Now, the rankings that we quote to you are from the preseason. They will update those after the first of the year. as the free throw was up and in by Stevens to make it 3-0. Spalding Academy ranked 9th in the preseason, probably because they only had the one senior coming back. Second free throw was up, and it is in, but they are not playing like a 9th-ranked team. For Overton, they were 3rd in D1 after their 18-7 season last year. As the pass is deflected out of bounds, it'll stay with Overton. They really haven't had a chance to even get in to their half-court set as of yet. And let's bring the ball back into play here for the Eagles. In the left-hand corner, attempting the three. It's no good by Schaefer. The rebound will be brought down by Hashke. Overton fast break, trying to stop it at the other end. The Knights will not get a quick shot away. Instead, they'll kick it out for their own three. Stevens cannot connect. And high in the air to pull down the rebound for the Eagles will be Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy up the floor, gives it off to Kaiser. Kaiser doesn't like it, kicks it back out top. They'll fire it there to Eklund. Now driving in, a little out of control. Taking the shot is Ryan, and he is bailed out by a blocking foul called here on the Knights. So to the line to shoot two will be Creighton Ryan for Overton. And the foul will be called on Kane Hashke, the big fellow. We'll get the first foul here for the Knights. Free throw is on the way, and it is no good. 4-0, Spalding Academy just underway. Overton will bring Tanner Ryan, a 6'3 senior, in for Eklund and put the junior on the bench. And the second free throw on the way, and that's good. So Ryan will get 1-2, and Overton is on the board, trailing 4-1. They'll put some pressure on, get it to Glaser, long pass. They find a way to break the pressure underneath, jump stop, lets the defense fly by, and Bronk McKay will lay it up and score. 6-1, Spalding by 5. Schaefer into the front court, guarded there by Glaser. Throws it to the trailer, Cahoy. Free throw line back to Schaefer for the three. It's short off the iron, no good. And an over-the-back foul called here on Overton. And it sounds like we got a little jabbing going on underneath already. So the holidays are over. You got 360 days to be nice again, I guess. And the foul called on Tanner Ryan. That'll be his first. Again, I'm sure that they're... is no history between these schools. They would not cross paths in any other light, but boy, what a chance here. For Spalding, they've beaten Heartland Lutheran, Ewing, O'Neill St. Mary's, who has been a power, and that's St. Mary's only loss. They beat him 60-55. Palmer, Neely Oakdale, and Battle Creek. As Spalding breaks the press, and as they try to drive in, we've got a hand check foul. This could be a key in the ball game. Depth. If we get a lot of fouls, if it's a physical game, if they want to lean on each other, they're going to call him, and the Knights will check in after the foul was called on Logan Kaiser. Inbounds pass off the block. They'll get it in for a layup, and Bronk McKay is there. No more was that ball handed to be taken inbounds, and it was thrown inbounds, and it's 8-1 in favor of the Knights. Up the floor comes Overton. They want to get a few jump shots away. Over on the left wing to Ryan. Ryan, ball fake against the man-to-man. Now tries, puts the shot up, and he's fouled. So already the fifth foul of this first quarter. We played 3 minutes. And Tanner Ryan will go to the line and shoot two. The foul is on Joe Glaser. That'll be his first and the team's second. And Tanner Ryan to the line. Puts the first free throw up, and it is good. Second one coming, as the only points of the game so far for Overton have been from the free throw line. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. That makes it 8-3 in favor of the Knights. 4:56 to go here in the first quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Overton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us for our holiday tournaments. Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament is on ESPN 1460 as they miss a layup at the other end. And then John Byrne, who missed it, got his own rebound. He'll be tied up as he comes to the floor. And the arrow will point the way of Overton. So that's a hustle turnover there. Can't fault them for that one. And for Spalding, Tanner Hudson wears number 40. He is listed as 32 on the program. Apparently he is number 40. So we will make that change right here. Right now, Overton breaks the press. Wide open three, but Eklund, that's not his shot. Gives it back to Schaefer. Back out on the wing to Justin Hodgson, who has checked in. to Tanner Ryan. Backside underneath is wide open, and the layup is there for Hayden Cahoy on the assist from Tanner Ryan. First bucket of the ball game to go along with three free throws. Baseball pass down to Hudson. He'll drive and have his shot blocked. Second one by Caleb Eklund into the hands of Schaefer. Overton wants to run. Ball fake. Throw up the shot. No good. Schaefer has the rebound. Bounce off his head and out of bounds. And Overton could have quickly got the momentum on their side had they been able to finish there. 4:07 to go here in quarter number one. And for the crowd that we have on hand, they're being pretty quiet. And now Overton makes a steal, and to compound problems, a foul on Burnt, trying to grab it back. That'll be the second turnover for the Knights, each team with two turnovers here early on. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 8-5 Spalding Academy. Tight defense here. They get it into the hands of Ryan. Tries to take his man off the dribble. Dishes it right side to Hodgson. Back out top, Eklund. Swings it over to Cahoy. Dribble penetration to the left elbow. Bounce pass, reverse layup. Schaefer, tough shot at it. Spins off the iron. No good. Stevens got the rebound. Up the floor, wasting no time of the Knights. Pulling up and looking at a three, Glazer, but he'll give it off to Stevens. Stevens guarded by Schaefer in the man-to-man. Both teams going that way. Hudson up top, dishes it off, driving the left side of the lane, has some room. The shot again is blocked. Glazer is blocked by Eklund, his third here of the first quarter. Now taking it right down the lane, and a scoop shot of his own is Tanner Ryan up and in. And there's six in a row by Overton. Baseball pass down to Hudson. It's still 8-7 Knights. Brandon Stevens dribbles from the right elbow to the left wing, dishes it off there for McKay. McKay comes into the paint, puts the runner up from six and scores. And McKay has six of his team's 10 points here in the first quarter. 10-7 Spalding, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, pushing the ball up the floor. Both teams pull up Hodgson, 17-footer, no good. Long rebound comes out to Cahoy. He'll fire into the left-hand corner to Eklund, who tries a three. It's no good. And the rebound into the corner, a fight for it, and it'll be grabbed by Glazer. And then an unnecessary foul on Overton heading up the floor. They reach back to poke at it one more time, but the foul will be called. This is going to go on Justin Hodgson. And the junior will get his first foul. Fourth foul of the first quarter here on Overton. And into the ball game, Weston Pfeiffer returns for the Knights. He's in there with Stevens and McKay and Hudson and John Burnt. Leading at 10-7. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Stevens dribble on the right side. Dishes it off there. Pfeiffer, he comes in. Double clutch. Has his shot blocked by Ryan. Picks it back up, and the little runner is up and in by Tanner Hudson. So Hudson will lay it up and in, and it's 12-7. But another block shot for Overton. Now Schaefer out of control. Puts up the runner. No good. Rebound brought down by Stevens. Outlet pass into the front court. They'll get it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer does a little soft shoe. Gives it to Stevens. Open three at the top of the key is too strong. And high in the air to grab the rebound will be Ryan. Tanner, slow dribble into the front court this time. Picked up by Hudson. Lob it down. Turnaround jumper is off the mark that time by Cahoy. But the offensive putback is there for Caleb Eklund. Eklund with the follow, and it's 12-9. Spalding by three. 1:50 to go here in the quarter. Left elbow with the dribble is McKay. Swings it off to Pfeiffer. Everybody dribbles and then kicks. And now here's Hudson again. Tanner. They just got a little closer with each one of those passes, and Hudson with back-to-back buckets, 14-9. Fast break the other way, and a charge. And a big collision that time. The charge is going to be called on Hayden Cahoy, and that'll be his second. Good job underneath the hoop of taking the charge by John Burnt. Overton will go to the bench, and here comes Creighton Ryan back in. And for the first time, we'll see J.D. Callahan, a 6-foot senior. 1:35 to go first quarter. The lead back to five, and Spalding has the ball, 14-9. Bring it across the timeline against the man-to-man pressure to Stevens at the top of the circle. He got by his man. He loses the ball. He's fouled. He pushes it up, and it goes in. Stevens lost the ball. They called the foul, and while it's in the air, he just kind of shoved it towards the glass, and he banked it in. Stevens with a chance for a three-point play. The foul on Overton is already their sixth of the quarter, and they're trying to determine who it's on. It looks like they'll call it on Joel Schaefer. That'll be his first. So the lead now back to 7. It was 8-1, then 8-7. Now it's 16-9, and a chance to make it an 8-point lead. And there again, there's some discussion over at the scorer's table as to what's going on. And this might be a problem. It's enough of a problem that they're calling over another referee. Let's see what the case is. 1:34 to go here in the first quarter, 16-9. I'll take a guess at it. Looks like they'll walk away and everything's okay. I just want to make sure maybe if everybody's number was right. But now we're ready to go with Brandon Stevens to try and complete the three-point play. And his free throw is up and it is in. Stevens 3 of 3 at the line. He's got 5 points and it's 17-9. Spalding Academy, 1:30 to go here in the first quarter. Overton really getting tested and they throw the ball away. Creighton Ryan thought he saw his teammate in the corner, only to notice that once he threw it, there was nobody there, and it was headed towards the exit. So the Knights back in charge here on a nice little 9-2 run. 17-9. Off a couple of picks, Stevens left wing, squares up, can't get the three away. Now the ball's poked away from behind by Ryan, but went right into the hands of McKay. Over on the wing, Noah Velasic's in. His three's no good. It comes out to Stevens. He'll try a three. It's no good. And then it looks like we've got an over-the-back foul called here on Spalding Academy. The Knights with the foul call. That is their fourth of the first quarter. It's the first on Tanner Hudson. And Overton will get the ball back, needing to find some offense. One little spurt there midway through the quarter. Schaefer's bounce pass, dangerous. Now the feet get tangled up. The ball's stolen away. Fourth turnover for Overton, 4-on-1. But what a play by Schaefer to pick it away to the other end. The layup is good. Tanner Ryan on a great play from Joel Schaefer, who took the steal right out of the air. It was a 4-on-1. They were trying to go backside lob, and Schaefer just took it. Stevens misses a driving layup on the rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. Ryan will bring it into the front court to Schaefer. He attacks right side. The layup is good. Just when it could have been timeout time for Overton, they bounce back with back-to-back buckets and a nice steal. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. 17-13, Knights with the lead. On the right wing, around a pick, and Schaefer blocks the shot, but he ran into his own teammate. They both hit the floor, and now we've got a foul on the floor with 9 seconds to go here in the quarter. And checking back in for Overton, Logan Kaiser and Justin Hodgson. The foul is going to be called on Caleb Eklund. And that will be his first. It is a 1-1. And they continue to have problems over at the scorer's table. As at the line to shoot two will be, or shoot the 1-1 will be Tanner Hudson. And it is up and it is in. 18-13. Second free throw coming up. Knights trying to go up by 6. On the way, and that one is too strong. Don't forget our games also on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tanner Ryan with a rebound, pushes it up the floor, gives it to Hodgson. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, long three at the horn, in and out by Tanner Ryan, who got a pretty good look. And at the end of one here at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament in our boys' game, it's Spalding Academy leading Overton in the Battle of Unbeatens, 18-13. We'll be right back.
Whether you're filling your tank, your tummy, or you're in need of a vehicle repair, the place you need to know is Flatwater Food and Automotive in Overton. Flatwater is your one-stop shop for everything you need to keep your trip on schedule, whether it's a road trip or just a trip across town. So come have a coffee, tea, or soda and enjoy the warm, friendly atmosphere you've come to expect from this small-town store located on Highway 30 in Overton. Best of luck, Eagles, from Flatwater Food and Automotive, the other FFA.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land National
Bank. Well, Spalding Academy and Overton couldn't get much to go from the outside, but they are working inside strong, and that has resulted in quite a few fouls here in the first quarter of play. And Spalding Academy has the lead by a score of 18-13, and they will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Give you some numbers in a moment. Is off the pick. They'll get it inside to Brock McKay. Kick it back out. Stevens wheel it over for a three. Glazer buries it. First three of the game. 5 points now for Joe Glazer. And the lead is eight. On the inbounds pass, it's going to be tipped loose. Overton fights for it. Still fighting for the basketball. And finally, the Knights will steal it away. Glazer gets up there. Fifth turnover for Overton. Spalding has three. Driving in, Weston Pfeiffer. And as he comes to the stop, he walked with the basketball. So, four turnovers for the Knights, five for Overton. Rebounds in the first quarter, Overton had six, nine for Spalding. Both teams were 0 of 4 from the outside. Free throws, 3 of 4 for the Eagles, 4 of 5 for Spalding, Spalding Academy. 6 points for Brock McKay, and now five for Stevens, Hudson, and Glazer. And Overton turns it over yet again as Kane Hashke comes away with a loose basketball. Baseball pass to the other end underneath. They'll kick it out for three. Stevens can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. No shot clock needed for these two teams, even though Overton is a little more patient on the offensive end. Tanner Ryan leads the way with 6 points in the first quarter. He's got the ball. Creighton Ryan comes in, lowers his shoulder, and a travel will be called. Three possessions and three turnovers for Overton to start this second quarter of play. Overton's victories to start the season began on opening night against Arapahoe. They've beaten Loomis, Axtell, and Selma Myrna, who's vastly improved, and then Pleasanton. With it up top is Stevens. Stevens drives in, got caught, gives it to Hashke. Back out top for a three and another three. Brock McKay will hit this one. And after not getting anything to drop from the outside of the first quarter, that's the second three already here. The second quarter, the lead is 11. Overton breaks the press, two on two. Hodgson pulls up, his shot is too strong. Rebound, back up and in. Caleb Eklund with his second bucket. And that'll make it 24-15. Skip pass over the man-to-man pressure to the left wing. Weston Pfeiffer drives to the end to the lane, now stops. Back cut, get it underneath to McKay. McKay tied up by Eklund. The arrow points the way of Overton, so the Knights will give it up. At the end of the first quarter, it is North Platte St. Pat 16, Amherst 12 in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, currently airing on ESPN 1460. St. Pat's crushed Amherst in the girls' game 56-26. And then Kearney Catholic will play Ogallala starting at 5. Here is Ryan driving, a little out of control. Blocking foul before he ran over the defender, second defender. He crushed Hashke, but the foul first was on Weston Pfeiffer. Or are they going to call it on Hashke? Oh, they're going to call it on Hashke. And Coach Imus is saying, what are you talking about? I'll agree with him on that one. I thought they'd call the foul on Pfeiffer. That's the second foul on a big man. Two free throws coming up for Creighton Ryan, and the first one is too strong. No good. Back in, Hayden Cahoy and Tanner Ryan. Coming out, Hodgson and Kaiser for Overton. 24-15 Knights. Back in for the Knights. Here's Brandon Stevens. Ravenna Centura, the other two teams, will have their girl-boy doubleheader coming up a little bit later on. It was scheduled to start at 4:30, but with our first game going overtime today, we might be a little bit behind time. Second free throw, also no good by Creighton Ryan, and the free throw to Kane Hashke, who stays in there with the two fouls. Up the floor, a little one-hand runner, no good by Glazer. Ball comes out to Joel Schaefer. That's actually his first rebound, and he has his pocket picked from behind. Spalding, Spalding Academy all over the place. Coach Jay Stair told me this reminds me of those outstanding Loomis teams that we used to play with all the great kids, Thorells, and you just name them. They had so many. And on the cut, the ball goes through the hands here of Spalding. They turn it over to the other end. The layup rolls around and in for Tanner Ryan, and he's got 8 points. It's 24-17 Spalding with 5:10 to go here in the first half of play. Here's another cut, and there's another rejection by LeBeckland on the shot attempt, but it's picked back up. Hudson drives. His finger roll is no good. Ball is tipped back out to McKay. And a three-pointer for Stevens at the top of the key is in. Multiple opportunities, and Spalding finally cashes in. 27-17, the Knights with their third three here of the quarter. And the press is broke for a layup. Creighton Ryan, his first bucket, 27-19. All 9 points here from the Knights in the second quarter have been from beyond the arc. Stevens, Glazer, and McKay all have knocked down a three. Baseline with it is Hudson. He's behind the hoop. His pass is deflected and stolen away by Creighton Ryan. Now the Knights starting to give it up. That's their fourth turnover of the quarter and seventh of the game. Don't forget at the half, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, updates on other games. And we'll also talk with Chelsea Losey, the Overton girls coach, as they won today in overtime against Spalding, 60-54. Foul called inside on the Knights. It'll be the first on Bronk McKay. And it will be a two-shot foul for Tanner Ryan. He hit a couple back in the first quarter. And the first one here bounces off the rim. No good. The first college football bowl game of the day ended up going the way of Navy. They had a 24-6 win over Middle Tennessee. Second free throw is good by Tanner Ryan. Currently, it is Mississippi leading Georgia Tech 13-7, 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Later today, Oregon plays Texas, and Arizona State plays Texas Tech. 4:05, backside lob, Hudson off the pick, he's got it. Tanner Hudson with his seventh point of the ball game. That's an alley-oop to the guys that can dunk it. Schaefer to the other end, takes it at Hashke, misses the shot. Rebound brought down by Glazer. Long outlet pass deflected out of bounds by Creighton Ryan. Good hustle on both sides of this man-on-man undefeated team matchup here in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Amherst, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Spalding got out to a nice lead midway through the first quarter, and they've kind of kept it between 7 and 11 points ever since. Here's Stevens. He tries a three in a corner. He's fouled. And a little late getting there, Creighton Ryan. That's his first foul. And three free throws coming up for Brandon Stevens, who made all three of his free throw attempts back in the first quarter. And the first of three is up and good. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Second free throw, no good that time. And a third free throw awaiting for Stevens. Takes a little extra time, and that one is no good. Rebound brought down by Joel Schaefer. He'll wait for the traffic to clear. Bring the ball up the floor. Kick it off on the wing. The shot is no good by Hayden Cahoy. Rebound brought down at the other end. Oh, the Knights, yeah, they travel with a basketball. The lead official didn't blow his whistle, so his partner says, yeah, I got this one. And Hudson got a little tangled up at the other end. Off that nice rebound from McKay. 30-20. Spalding Academy with a 10-point lead here. 3:20 to go in the second quarter, leading Overton. A battle of unbeatens. The Knights are 6-0. The Eagles are 5-0. Gahoy dribbles backwards and then loses his dribble. Schaefer comes up and takes it at the center circle. They spread it with a low 1-4. Over on the right wing, Creighton Ryan. Up top to Eklund. Against the man-to-man, good post up down low. Driving and drawing the foul will be Tanner Ryan. And Ryan will line to shoot two. The foul will be on Weston Pfeiffer. That'll be his first. And for Ryan, he is already 3 of 4 at the line. He has got a team-high 9 points. And the first free throw is no good. Tanner Ryan with his second free throw on the way. And it is good. He averages 17 points a ball game. They brought him off the bench here. And it's no good on that one. So over to Spalding Academy as Ryan missed that one badly. And the Knights will have it with a 10-point lead. Lob it over to Bronk McKay. McKay into the corner. Stevens for another three, and it's good. The fourth three of the quarter here for Spalding, and they are putting some distance between themselves and the Eagles. It's a 13-point lead, 33-20. Schaefer with a basketball. Needs some help. Ball tapped, got it back. Finds Tanner Ryan. Ball between the circles. Thought about a long three. Instead, he gives it to Eklund. Down low, they try to get it to Schaefer and another steal. Joe Glazer, then it's taken back by Schaefer. Underneath, Cahoy, layup good. Well, that's not the way you draw it up as the teams exchange turnovers, but it does get another bucket on the board for the Eagles. 33-22, Spalding with 2:10 to go here. Right elbow with it is Hudson. Back up top, firing the three. That time it's no good for Glazer. Ball hits the floor, picked back up, and scored by Bronk McKay. McKay with 11 points, 35-22. Overton not used to getting out-rebounded as Schaefer drives. The ball is blocked out of bounds by Joe Glazer, who's lucky he didn't get his second foul on that one. 1:52.5, inbound, tough three on the way, and it's off the iron, no good, but there for the offensive rebound and missing the bunny. Overton's Eklund couldn't get it to go. Tanner Hudson gets the rebound. At the other end, it's right underneath the hoop again, an Overton foul, and they might be getting a little frustrated right now. That last series really was indicative of how things have been going. They made a nice play, but couldn't get it to finish, and now Overton will go to the line and shoot two with Joe Glazer, his first trip to the charity stripe, and that is the third foul on Hayden Cahoy. First of two is on the way, and it spins out no good. J.D. Callahan in for the Eagles. Noah Velasic in for the Knights. He is just a freshman. The boys team has all juniors except one freshman, one sophomore, and then one senior in Hashke. Second free throw, in and out, no good. And Tanner Ryan at his third rebound, 35-22. Spalding Academy leading Overton, 1.5 to go. Here in the first half, Ryan all by himself at the high post, 360 spin move, drives, and again the layup is missed. Rebound brought down by Glazer, scoops it ahead to the freshman Velasic, kicks it out for a three. That's a little too strong from Pfeiffer, and the rebound brought down by Eklund. Into the front court, Overton, the ball is loose, bodies on the floor, and at the other end, Spalding lays it up with Joe Glazer. They are like piranhas. When they see the blood, they get after it. It's a 15-point lead, 37-22, 1 minute to go. First half of play here on Classic Hits. Callahan in the paint, kicks it out to Schaefer. Contested three, and he buries it. Nothing but net. Joel Schaefer with his second bucket of the ball game and a much-needed one, 37-25. Schaefer puts a little backcourt pressure on. That forces Pfeiffer to come up and take the inbounds. Gives it back to Stevens. Stevens double team as he gets across the timeline over to Glazer. Looked like maybe they wanted to play for the last shot, but Overton's really going to pressure the ball here. Stevens is double teamed, and a timeout going to be called by Spalding. That'll be their first of the ball game. 28 seconds to go here in the first half of play, and it is Spalding Academy 37 and Overton 25. You're listening to High School Basketball, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School. 28 seconds to go here in the first half of our boys' game in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first game, which Overton's girls won in overtime. Hope to chat with Coach Chelsea Losey of the Lady Eagles. We'll give you the first half stats of our boys' game, which Spalding leads 37-25 as they play for the last shot, time ticking down under 20 seconds. Brandon Stevens with it up top. They swing it around, get it to Velasic. Velasic dumps it into the corner. Stevens for a three, and he will come up short. Offensive rebound blocked out of there by Caleb Eklund. Still loose, driving in, Pfeiffer, and he's fouled. The offensive rebound with Joe Glazer. He just threw it back over his head, and Eklund swatted it and didn't quite get into the seats. The Knights save it. Pfeiffer drives. Pfeiffer's fouled. He's got a chance for his first points of the game. The foul is on J.D. Callahan, and we've got 2.5 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. And the first free throw is no good. Knights will get Brock McKay back in there. Take Glaser out. Overton might have a chance to chuck one up from half court. Second free throw for Pfeiffer. On the way, no good. Rebound tip. And from three-quarter court, it'll be fired away, and it is short by Tanner Ryan, and that is the end of the first half of play of this battle of unbeatens. And it's Spalding Academy with the advantage, 37-25 against the Overton Eagles. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute. You're listening to the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ravenna Sanitation says, don't let trash take up all your time. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of the boys' game, Spalding Academy 37 and Overton 25. Up next, we've got the Centura-Ravenna doubleheader. But our first game of the day, it'll be hard to beat this one as Overton's girls beat Spalding Academy by a score of 60-54 going into overtime. And Coach Chelsea Losey joins us. Coach, way to make it exciting after such a great first quarter. I thought you guys were going to run away and put up 100 today.
Oh, yeah. I felt really good after the first quarter, and then we kind of backed off, getting a little tired after Christmas break. And girls kind of got a little tired, but we got back in there after first quarter.
For the folks that joined us late, it was 25-14 at the end of the first quarter. Overton had the lead, and Kinsey Enix had 16 points in the first quarter. She ended up with 33. I guess the big story there is after getting 24 in the first half, she didn't get another bucket till late in the game. What changed with what Spalding was doing on her?
I think they were playing very, very hard man defense, and they were playing good help defense also. They were very aware of where Kinsey was at all times. She drove to the hole. They were always there. So props to them on playing very, very tight defense, knowing where she is at all times. That kind of made other girls step up too. So they knew exactly where she was at all times.
Both teams wanted to put that press on early, and both teams were kind of breaking it. I think that's why we got going up and down the floor so quick.
Oh, yeah. The game was moving very quickly at the first, and I think that was an account because everybody was pressing. We were breaking the press well, and they were breaking the press well too, so that made the game very fast-paced. We had to hustle back on defense. We lost a couple really easy – they got a couple really easy buckets there at the beginning because we just weren't getting back on defense, but I think both teams adjusted well.
There were a couple of injuries in the game. Aaron Bloom came back for Spalding, but Danny Jewett did not come back for you. What can you tell us about her fourth quarter injury?
She rolled her ankle a little bit down there low. I think it's just a stinger. We kept her ankle brace on, keep the swelling down. Haven't seen any swelling yet, so we'll see how she feels in the morning. Hopefully she's back tomorrow because she's key on defense and offense.
Rebounding for you guys was pretty key in this ball game as well. You dominate that in the first half, but I think Megan Berger kind of did it all by herself for Spalding in the second half as far as keeping it even. But when you don't have a lot of tall girls out there, you got to hustle, and you know you got Abby Miller, and you expect Madison to do some good things, but Abby really is doing some good things for you inside, getting boards.
Yeah, Abby Miller is our key rebounder. She loves to get in there and be physical, which is good for us. Madison Beaver, if she gets positioned, she can do it. It's just key to get that position on them. We got some really, really good chance, second, third basket chances, so that really helped us out too.
We're talking with Overton girls coach Chelsea Losey here. Talk about the last, possession really of regulation. Spalding come back and tie it after you guys were down by six. Then you take the lead, they tie it. Everybody pretty sure that Kinsey's going to get the ball. Spalding played it pretty strong, and she got called for the charge.
Well, we were trying, actually, to draw the defense onto Kinsey and then dish it to Madison so we could get an easy bucket down low. And Kinsey just took it a little too far into the lane and got that offensive foul. But they did exactly what we thought they would do. And if we wouldn't have got that offensive charge, it might have worked for us. But, yeah, I knew they were going to get all over Kinsey, so I was trying to get somebody else the ball that I knew could make the basket. But just didn't go in our way that time.
Well, as you kind of mentioned, I think it took everybody by surprise how quick it started, and then reality set in as the game moved along. But it wasn't just today for Kinsey. She set the school record for you earlier this year with a 42-point performance. I know this is at least the third time I think she's been over 30 points. Talk about how her game continues to get better, because everybody knows she's going to have the ball, and she's still putting up these numbers.
Yeah, Kinsey loves to drive to the hole. She loves to fast break down the court, and that's kind of her game. She does not scared of too many people. I mean, it doesn't matter who's standing in front of her. She's going to try to take it to that hole, and that's good for us. If we get the ball to her on a fast break, we can usually get that too, and that's kind of her game. Last year it was kind of outside shots, but this year we're trying to pick up the pace a little bit, get the ball down the court, and Kinsey's been taking charge with that. So
tomorrow you'll be back. You get to play in the championship. It's two different styles. You're either going to play Ravenna, who likes to play like this game was today, or Centura, who wants to really slow it down and win it with defense. Talk about looking forward to tomorrow.
I think we've seen a little bit of each of these teams. Like today, I would compare Spalding to Ravenna. We're expecting that game to be pretty fast. Centura, I don't know. I haven't seen them, but I think we could probably play with them. I think either one would be a fantastic game, but we're hoping to come out on top on this tournament this year. So,
well, it was a good start today, 60-54 in overtime, and good luck tomorrow, Coach. Thanks for the time.
Yes, thank you.
Overton gets the win. They've won 5 in a row, and now they're 5-1 on the season as they win it 60-54 in overtime. As we said, Kinsey Enix with 33 points. He had 9 points, 12 boards from Abby Miller, 11 rebounds from Madison Beavers. By the 21-point, 17-rebound performance of their only senior that was suited up today in Megan Berger, Aaron Bloom, 11 points and 7 boards. Halftime of the boys' game, Spalding has the better of it right now, 37-25. We'll give you the numbers after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Back with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's give you the numbers we have in the first half of our boys' game. First off, for Overton, I've got Creighton Ryan with 3 points, 2 rebounds. Hayden Cahoy, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Tanner Ryan leads the way with 9 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Caleb Eklund, 4 points, 4 rebounds, 5 blocked shots. Joel Schaefer, 5 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot. Both teams definitely need to shoot free throws a little bit better as they struggled in the second quarter. For Overton, 13 points in the first, 12 in the second, and at the half, I have the Eagles for 25 points, 14 rebounds. They are 4 of 10 from the free throw line, 1 of 6 from three-point land. They do have 7 block shots and 10 turnovers. Hayden Cahoy, 3 fouls, nobody else with more than 1. For Spalding Academy, I have Brandon Stevens with 12 points, 3 rebounds. Joe Glazer, 7 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. Bronk McKay has 11 points, 3 rebounds. Kane Hashke, the 6'7 senior, hasn't seen the ball too much. He's got 3 rebounds. John Burnt, 1 rebound, and Tanner Hudson, 7 points and 1 rebound. 18 points in the first quarter, 19 in the second. At the half, 37 points, 17 rebounds. 5 out of 12 at the free throw line after going 1 of 7 there in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 4 of 12, 1 block, and 9 turnovers. Foul situation, Hashke has 2, nobody else with more than one. At the half, Spalding Academy 37 and Overton 25. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is next.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney. Crossroads Ford.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. As always, I want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Paul Anderson and the entire crew here at Ravenna for their hospitality as Spalding Academy will get the ball to start the second quarter, leading it by 12. And Stevens will immediately get it to the high post. They attack for a three-on-one underneath. The layup is good. And Kane Hashke, who didn't score the first half, scores in 4 seconds, and he draws the foul. Overton overplayed the throw-in to the backcourt. And that's what Spalding wanted. They dumped it in front, and it was like a three-on-one break. The second foul on Joel Schaefer. And Hashke's free throw is short. He tried to rebound his own miss, but Caleb Eklund got the better of that one. And it's 39-25. Spalding leading it by 14. Ryan with the top of the circle to Eklund on the right elbow. Back over to Schaefer. He'll dump it down to the low block. That's Creighton Ryan trying to work on Hashke. Nowhere to go. Back up top. They'll go to Cahoy. Back in the corner now. A three-pointer. Creighton Ryan. It's off the heel. No good. Offensive put back. Eklund's got it, and he's fouled. So a chance to answer back here for Overton. College football earlier today in the Bell Helicopter Bowl. Navy beat Middle Tennessee 24-6. Halftime, it is Mississippi leading Georgia Tech by a score of 13-7. That is halftime. 13-7 as the free throw is up and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Stevens. Outlet pass. They want to run underneath. Good ball fake Pfeiffer. And Weston will lay it up and in for his first points of the game. And a timeout will be called by Overton, their first of the game. So Coach Jay Stern not getting what he had hoped coming out of the halftime locker room. Has to reemphasize it here with 7:18 to go in the third quarter. 41-27, Spalding Academy with the lead. We'll be right back.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament is also airing on ESPN 1460. In the girls' game, North Platte St. Pat's, no problem with Amherst, 56-26. In the boys' game, they're at half. St. Pat's leads Amherst 29-25. Here, Overton trying to get back in the game, down 14 to Spalding. Overton won the girls' game 60-54 in overtime. Now it's 41-27. The Knights lead it in our first minute of the second half. Schaefer, as they work it around the perimeter against the man-to-man, get it down to the low block. Turn around Kaiser, no good. Over the top, Creighton Ryan got the rebound. His spin back up, no good. They're letting him really fight here. And the ball is pulled down by Brandon Stevens, but as he's got three Eagles hanging on him, they call him for the travel. So that'll be his fifth board, but it then results in his 10th turnover. Overton ball underneath their own hoop. Schaefer, they guard him so he can't throw it into the lane. Out of the wing to Cahoy. Hayden dribbles into the paint. Bounce pass to Schaefer. He was too far underneath the rim. Couldn't get it to go. Stevens with his sixth rebound. Fast break to Pfeiffer. He's on the low block. He's got some traffic issues, kicks it out to Stevens for three. It is no good. Offensive rebound is Hashke, and he is fouled. And Overton is getting beat on the boards, and that is something that you're not used to seeing and that does not make Coach Stair happy. And the foul will be called on Logan Kaiser, his second and the team's second. And Hashke will put the free throw up, and it is good. That'll be his third point of the basketball game, 42-27. And the second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Hashke hits them both. 43-27, that's the largest lead of the game for Spalding Academy. The Knights are up by 16. And Overton doesn't really seem to have an answer right now in their half-court set. They get the screen down low, but the pass is wide enough that Ryan can't take the shot. Cahoy up top. He's been pretty quiet. Back to Creighton Ryan. Right elbow. Schaefer top of the key. Three. Hits it. That would seem to be about all Overton can do right now is find a way to get hot from the outside. They don't get back. Hashke underneath. He has his shot blocked by Caleb Eklund. And then it goes out of bounds off of the Knights. Now, normally the 6'7 senior would not lose that battle against the 6'3 junior, but he didn't see him coming and was just going up for a soft layup. But that is the sixth block shot for Eklund, who will come out for a breather. That is one thing Overton has won the battle at, is knocking the ball around inside as Cahoy takes a tough turnaround jumper. It's no good. Another one and done as Glaser gets his seventh rebound for the Knights. And we've got a grabbing foul on Overton as they head up the floor. The foul will be called on Creighton Ryan. That'll be his second and the team's third. 43-30 Spalding with 5:44 to go here in the third quarter at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. The loser comes right back tomorrow at 2:45. The winner plays in the championship at 6:15. Off the inbound, running a little weave. They give it to Glaser. Glaser drives, kicks it out. Stevens for the three. Comes up short, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Ryan for the Eagles. Waits for the traffic to clear. Tanner brings it up. I think he wants to shoot. Forces the three. Oh, and he got bailed out on a foul. The Knight fans aren't going to like that. They better call it with the body because he sure didn't foul him on the arm. Oh, boy, they did, too. Should have called it on the body. Then nobody could yell at you. Joe Glaser, clean block. But he might have got him with the body. So three free throws coming up here for Tanner Ryan. But he missed the first one. Glaser with his second foul. Hey, we all make mistakes. That's actually Glaser's third foul they post on the board. So that's what makes it hurt a little bit more. Second free throw, dancing around, and that one will fall. So Ryan gets his 10th point, go along with five rebounds. And now Tanner Hudson, the 6'4 sophomore, will come in, and Glaser will get a breather. And all Coach Imus can do is say, hey, I know it was a good play, but let's rest you for a bit. Third free throw is good by Tanner Ryan, so he gets 2 of 3. And it's back to an 11-point game. All kinds of time remaining. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. 43-32 Spalding. Off the pick, Bronk McKay comes into the paint, kicks it out of the wing. Now Hudson has it. Back up top to McKay. McKay dribbles right side against the man-to-man to Stevens off a screen. Really good job of screening and getting open and always moving without the ball. As Pfeiffer now comes into the paint, attacks. Schaefer got a little finger on it. The fight for the loose ball, a foul called. And it looks like this might be on Joel Schaefer trying to get the rebound. No. It's going to be on Creighton Ryan, his third. We'll give Joel Schaefer credit for the mini block, which in the stat sheet looks like he swatted it into the 12th row. Knights will take it out underneath their own hoop, try to get it to Hashke back door, and it's denied. Out of bounds, they'll try it again from the side. 43-32, Spalding Academy here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Caro, Dana Brog, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Dribbling around is Brandon Stevens. Gives it to Hudson. One dribble on the right wing. Steps through. Gets it to McKay. McKay comes into the paint. Lays it up and scores in traffic. The Knights are not afraid to attack the rim. They're not afraid to go up against some pressure. Schaefer thought about taking it in. Stops at the high post. Kicks it out to Cahoy. Hayden draws the double team. Back to Kaiser. To Schaefer for the three. Skips out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Weston Pfeiffer. That's his first. Up ahead to Stevens. Stevens into the paint. Kicks it out on the wing. 1-2 dribbles by McKay. And he'll go back out top to Hudson. Tanner into the right-hand corner to the big fella Hashke. He shows his dribbling prowess. And then as he threw the ball away, he ran over Overton's Logan Kaiser. And so not only do they not get a shot away, that is going to be the third foul on the big man, Kane Hashke. And Overton will get the ball. This is their chance to get something going here. Even though they're down by 13, Spalding hadn't done a whole lot here the last couple of minutes. Holding the ball is Hayden Cahoy. They switch on him, dribbles to the right wing. Stops on the right side of the key. Back up to Tanner Ryan. Over to Schaefer. Overton trying to really spread the floor here and attack. Schaefer out near midcourt. Couple of dribbles. He's guarded there by the 6'7 Hashke with three fouls. You got to get it at him. Instead, they screen off down low and a layup for Tanner Ryan. Ryan was able to put his backside into the defender and create some space. And it's 45-34. Overton down by 11 now. Stevens on the right side. Hands it off to McKay. McKay, top of the circle to Hudson. Hudson starting to dribble, who he carried the ball, and instead he's just going to lose it. So it didn't matter. The Knights turn it over. Fast break the other way. Schaefer drives. Too strong on the attempt. The ball knocked out. Great save by Kaiser, and it'll be Overton ball to Schaefer. Open three, and he got it. And that cuts the lead to eight. So the 15-point lead has been knocked down to eight on Joel Schaefer's third three of the game. 45-37, then it's turned over. Outlet pass, Schaefer, layup, got it. And it's 45-39. Nine in a row here, Overton on an 11-2 run, excuse me. And Spalding seems to be a little rattled right here. They're going to have to settle it down. And again, the ball knocked away by Creighton Ryan. It goes out of bounds. Spalding even looks a little tired. They might need a timeout right here. They don't want to let this get away from them. They built such a big lead. And checking back in will be Justin Hodgson. And checking out will be Hayden Cahoy. 2:34 to go in the third quarter. It's now 45-39, Spalding. Spalding Academy leading Overton. And the Knights worked the ball between the circles. Again, they lost the state final by one in double overtime last year to Why Not. And they're working it here for a three. Brandon Stevens has cooled off a little bit. He won't hit that one either. The rebound is grabbed by Creighton Ryan. And a chance to make it a one-possession game if they nail a three. It's a six-point game right now. But Overton just got to continue to work here. They've whittled it from 15 down to six. Up top with it is Kaiser. Kaiser, one dribble right side to Hodgson. Really working inside hard. Now outside for a three. Ryan hits it. 6 points for Creighton Ryan, and it's 45-42. That's the third three of the quarter for Overton. And Overton now back on defense, setting it a 2-3 zone. Dribbling, Stevens got by one, got by two, now in some trouble. Jump pass through the paint, out on the wing, they get it to Hudson. Reverses the ball, Pfeiffer, low block, he's got it, he scores, he's fouled. Great job by Spalding to compose themselves when they were in some trouble and keep moving the basketball. Weston Pfeiffer with his second bucket. He's 0-2 at the line. And the foul is the third on Logan Kaiser. Free throw coming up for Pfeiffer. Is up and no good. He's got to wear one of those masks when you get your nose smashed up, which is never fun. The free throw, no good, and Schaefer gets the rebound. Now a three, partially blocked, coming out there is going to be Kane Hashke to block the three-point attempt to Tanner Ryan, and on the loose ball, a foul called on Overton. And Stevens ends up on the ground. He kind of reminds me, just looking at him, he wears number 10, like Gasell, Mike Gasell, who will play for Iowa tomorrow night against the Huskers from South Sioux City. Now, I'm not saying he's an all-state player, but the way he hustles, the way he just doesn't really care what it looks like out there, he'll get on the floor, he'll be raggedy, and he just battles. And that was the fourth foul, by the way, on Logan Kaiser, so he checks out. At the other end, getting by a man and going all the way to the rack, Brock McKay lays it up and in, and he's got 15. Seems so quiet, but he's got a 15.9, and just like that, the lead back to seven after Overton cut it to three. Callahan in the paint, kicks it out. Here's another three. Schaefer, that's off the front of the iron, no good. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Callahan. It'll belong to Spalding Academy. Overton is 3 of 6 from the outside of this quarter. That gets them to 4 of 12 in the game. Spalding is 0 of 3 from the outside this quarter, and they're 4 of 15. So the bottom line is each team has made 4 three-pointers. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. And it is Spalding Academy basketball. They're going with the high 1-4 playing for the last shot, it would appear. But just in case somebody falls asleep, they'll go backdoor on you. 35 seconds to go. Freshman Noah Velasic has the ball over to Weston Pfeiffer. McKay's out there with Stevens and Hudson for what could be the last shot. Schaefer close to picking up a foul there, but he was able to pull back. Now Stevens has it, 15 seconds. Schaefer comes out, makes him do something with it, and a timeout will be called. Spalding wants to set up a last play here with 13 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. It is 49-42. Spalding Academy leads Overton here at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits. The next to last day of 2013. 13 seconds. Spalding will inbound it, looking for the last shot. They'll run Stevens off a couple of picks. Schaefer trying to stay with him. They get it to Stevens way out on the right side. 5 seconds. He wants the shot. 3 seconds. Fadeaway three. No good. Well defended. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. And at the end of three, in the battle of unbeaten, Spalding Academy leads Overton 49-42. We're back with the fourth quarter after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. We're ready to head to the fourth quarter. Overton will get the basketball, trailing 49-42. They were down by 15. They cut it to three. Now it's seven. Cahoy drives, goes behind him for a little flip shot that is missed, but getting it back is Ryan. The second chance is missed, and Brandon Stevens gets the board. Fast break the other way. Shot is missed by McKay. Rebound pulled down by Cahoy. To the other end, Schaefer goes backside. Callahan's open, and he'll hit the layup. What a start to quarter number four. And another steal. Spalding turns it over. Two on one. Cahoy layup from Ryan. It's in. And it's 49-46. Where did this come from? We'll give you some updated numbers here in just a minute. But a nice run there in the fourth, third quarter to get back in the game for Overton. As they were down 15, ended up outscoring Spalding 17-12 in the quarter. Now it's 49-46. Free throws, though, still a problem for Overton. They're 6 of 14 compared to 7 of 16, which isn't great for Spalding. And Spalding works it around the right-hand corner. Three-pointer, Stevens fires, hits. Brandon Stevens, first bucket of the second half, but he's got 15 of the game. 52-46 Knights. They're 6-0. They're ranked number 9 in the preseason D2. Overton, number 3 in preseason D1. They're 5-0. Schaefer, corner 3. That one won't go. And the rebound brought down by Kane Hashke. Fast break Stevens. He pulls up for another three, but that one doesn't go. And the rebound tipped around. Tanner Ryan will grab his seventh. 52-46 Knights, 6:10 to go. Ryan across the timeline. He's got 13. Joel Schaefer has 13. Schaefer between the circles. At the other end, 15 for McKay, 12 for Stevens. And now that he's hit that three, he also has 15. Callahan holding the basketball above his head. Takes a dribble, needs some help, gives it to Ryan, right wing, posting up down low. Eklund, he makes some room, missed the bunny, got it back, fouled, the shot won't go. Eklund has a chance at a three-point play, but Overton has missed a lot of three-footers in this game, more than normal. And Eklund is 0 of 1 at the line, 6 points, 6 rebounds, 6 block shots. The foul called on Brock McKay, his second. That is the fourth foul of the half on the Knights. The free throw no good. Second free throw coming up earlier today in the girls' game. Overton went to overtime to beat the Knights, beating the Lady Knights 60-54, 33 points for Kinsey Enix. As the second free throw is good, and Megan Berger had 21 points, 17 rebounds for Spalding Academy. So it's 52-47 with 5:45 to go here in the ball game. Knights with a basketball. Up top, McKay. McKay into the paint. Dropped it. Got it back. Hands it off to Hashke. He tries a backdoor bounce pass. It goes off an Overton leg and out of bounds. They'll keep it. So back to action here. Off the inbounds. A shot blocked out of bounds again. How about another one for Eklund? So Eklund knocks it down. That is his seventh block. They'll try it again. Get it into Tanner Hudson. Rotate it around to Stevens. Off the inbounds, his three all the way down and back out. And the rebound brought down by Tanner Ryan, his eighth. 52-47. Spalding still by five. Ryan kicks it out to Callahan, getting some extra playing time because there's some foul trouble. Down low to Cahoy. Wrap around pass to Schaefer. Somehow got it, somehow scored, and he's fouled. That ball was loose underneath the hoop. He had to grab it, make sure there wasn't a three-second call, and instead of just trying to get out of there, he took the shot. And Joel Schaefer now with 10 of the second half. We'll have a chance at a three-point play. That's the fourth foul on Kane Hashke, and the free throw is good. And Overton is within two. This is as close as they've been since the first quarter. 52-50, the Knights lead it with 5 minutes to go in the game. Over to Hudson, dribbles left elbow, back up top Glazer. He's been quiet lately. Over to McKay, 4-3, it's good. Brock McKay, his second three, and he's got 18 in the game. Whenever the Knights need a bucket, they seem to be able to get one. 55-50, 4:44 to go. Cahoy down low, Eklund backs in, left-hand spin, and he scores. Eklund with 5 1/4. At 11 in the game, we have a battle on our hands here as this battle of unbeatens is now starting to look like one. 55-52, another three on the way. Glazer that time, it's too strong. Rebound, they try to save it, but out of bounds. Hashke stepped on the end line. Pfeiffer back in for the Knights and checking back in for Creighton Ryan, or for Overton, Creighton Ryan. As he checked in, the official whacked him in the face. He put his hand up to say, hold the ball. And he whacked him right in the face. Enough that Ryan is still kind of smarting over it. But it is Overton ball. A three could tie the game. Joel Schaefer gives it off to Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy holds the ball. Long pass over to the right-hand corner to Schaefer. Back to Creighton Ryan. To Eklund outside the arc. Off the backdoor screen. They tried to force it into Schaefer. And it is deflected out of bounds by the Knights. So it'll be Overton underneath their own hoop. Schaefer to throw it in. Crisscross the screens, try to force it in backside. It's stolen away, and then a foul trying to get it back on Overton as the steal made by Brandon Stevens. And that'll be turnover number one, according to my book, here in the half. They had 10 in the first half. Spalding Academy also took a little bit better care of the ball in that quarter. And the foul called on Tanner Ryan will be his second, and that will put the Knights into the 1-1. Brandon Stevens, he hit his first four, then missed two straight on a three-point foul. Free throw is up, and it's no good. And the rebound brought down by Caleb Eklund. That is his seventh to Schaefer into the front court. Midway through the fourth quarter, 55-52, Spalding Academy. Schaefer with the dribble against the man-to-man, gives it to Ryan, gets by his man, one-hand floater down the paint, no good. Offensive rebound, Eklund back up, no good, but he is fouled. And the Knights now all of a sudden are getting outboarded. Overton was getting no second-chance opportunities for most of the game, but they continue to fight here in the fourth quarter. And the foul is called on Tanner Hudson, his second, sixth team foul. Two free throws for Eklund. The first one is right through there. And Eklund now 6 in the quarter, 12 in the game. 55-53. Trying to cut it to 1 with 3:46 to go. And that one's short. And the rebound brought down by Glazer. That's his 8th, but only 2nd of this half. Stevens into the front court. Stevens fakes the pass, drives in, scoop shot too strong. Offensive follow is good by Tanner Hudson. Hudson, his first bucket of the second half. He's got 9 of the game, 57-53. Overton down by 4. Ravenna Centura, they're the other half of this holiday tournament. The girls and boys doubleheader will start after this one's done. Ryan putting on an exhibition with the dribble, drives in, lost it on the way up, and the rebound brought down by Weston Pfeiffer. So good defense by the Knights. Somebody just got a fingernail on it when Ryan went up, and he lost the handle. 3 minutes to go, 57-53. The Knights lead the Eagles here in the fourth quarter. They spread the floor, high 1-4, looking for that back screen. Brandon Stevens has the ball, gets rid of it to Glazer. One dribble, went for the steal, didn't get it. They'll reset it here. 2:43 to go. 3 timeouts remaining for Spalding. 4 for Overton. Pfeiffer on the left wing finally dribbles the ball. Back out to midcourt to Stevens. 30 seconds have been worked off the clock here by the Knights. Ball poked away by behind by Schaefer, goes out of bounds. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show. When we are done, we'll bring you all of the final statistics. Overton wants to call a timeout. And subbing in for the Knights is going to be Kane Hashke. With 2:27 to go here in the fourth quarter of play, a timeout will be called here by Overton. With the score 57-53 Spalding, we'll be right back.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, Crossroads Ford is there to help. Located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Spalding Academy ball with 2:30 to go in the game. They lead at 57-53. High post, Kane Hashke. They were working the clock. Ball got knocked out of bounds, so Overton called the timeout. They are playing man-to-man. They need to find a way to get a turnover. And don't foul. There's all kinds of time left. Don't panic if you're Overton. And now driving in Hudson. He puts up the layup. No good. Followed by Hashke. No good. And coming out of there with it will be Creighton Ryan. Up the floor comes Overton. So they got what they needed. Ryan kicks it out. Thinking about it is Eklund. 2 minutes to go to Cahoy. Cahoy on the left elbow. Couple of dribbles to the high post. Swings it back out to Ryan. Creighton into Eklund. Ball reached around, knocked away, fight for it. Spalding has it at a timeout by the Knights. Timeout after the Overton turnover. There was a lot of contact on that entry pass. Overton was hoping to get the call. They didn't get it. And a timeout called by Spalding Academy. 1:43 to go in the ball game. The Knights have the ball in a 57-53 lead. This timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. According to my book, there's still only 2 timeouts remaining for Spalding Academy. They called a 30. They didn't have one. There's been some real little things like that have been missed here. In fact, Overton may have been shorted a point back in the first half, and that would be huge at the end of this basketball game. 57 at the time, it didn't seem like much when Spalding was up 15. Now it's 57-53, 1:43 to go. The Knights with the ball, looking to get it in. Both teams are in the 1-1. They'll finally find Glaser. Up ahead to Hudson, 1-on-1. Lost his man, dishes it to Hashke. Hashke's layup is good. Kane Hashke with his 6 point, 59-53, 90 seconds to go. Spalding leading it by 6. They're in the man-to-man. Eklund out front, gives it to Cahoy. Cahoy, stutter dribble on Stevens, takes it to the hoop, switches hands, shot no good. Defensive rebound brought down by Brandon Stevens. And his outlet pass nearly knocked away, and it's finally stolen. Great play, Eklund, but he stepped on the sideline. Oh, almost a huge play by Overton. Spalding kind of holding on by the skin of their teeth right now as both teams are hustling, but the ball bounced the way of the Knights here out of that timeout. Now they're up 6 with the ball, and Stevens to throw it in. Into the backcourt it goes to Glaser, and a foul by Schaefer as he tried to make the steal. That'll be the third on Joel, and at the line will be Joe Glaser. Hasn't scored in this half. He had 7 points and 6 rebounds in the first half and really hasn't been much of a factor here. He goes to the line to shoot the 1-1. And the free throw is up, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Joel Schaefer. That's just his 4th. Into the front court, the Eagles down 6, 1:10 to go. Schaefer with a basketball. The Knights getting handsy, knock it away. Eklund grabs it over to Cahoy. They clear the lane. Cahoy tries to back his way in. Bounce pass. It's just not there. And it's turned over again. And here comes Spalding, and they're in control. 50 seconds to go. It's keep away time. Cahoy going for the steal, and the Knights step out of bounds. A travel will be called. They thought a tie or a foul would be called on Cahoy, but it wasn't, and the Knights turn it over. That's their 2nd turnover of the quarter. Overton has 3. 46 seconds to go. Overton needs a bucket. They've got plenty of timeouts. Cahoy gives it to Schaefer. He's the 3-point man. Over to Eklund, top of the circle. Into Ryan. Tipped away again, and now a foul going to be called. A 1-1 with 38 seconds remaining. Overton has been trying the last number of possessions to force that ball into the paint, and they've turned it over a couple of times and not got a shot. Tanner Ryan to shoot a 1-1, the 3rd foul on Tanner Hudson. Big free throw. It's on the way, and it is good. So Ryan with his 14th point of the basketball game, 59-54. Spalding by 5. 2nd free throw on the way, and he got them both. And Overton will go ahead and use a timeout here with 38 seconds remaining in the basketball game. It's 59-55 Spalding. They'll get the ball when we come back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Now, Spalding Academy, their girls are not a good free throw shooting team, and the boys aren't either, 56%. So this game, far from over. As long as Overton fouls the right guy, Spalding probably going to try and get it into the hands of maybe even Hudson. And they do, and it's stolen away. Down to Schaefer underneath, and he hits it. Schaefer scores on the steal by Ryan. It's a 2-point game, and in the backcourt, they try to get a tie-up, and instead a foul. With 31 seconds remaining, a 31-second on the clock, 59-57. Still 31 seconds to go, and we'll clear it out and go to the other end, but what a key steal and bucket. And now they need to determine who the personal foul is on. As we come to the other end at the line, will be Bronk McKay. He's got 18 team-high points, and he is one of their better free throw shooters at 67%. The foul was called on Caleb Eklund. Front end of the 1-1. It's too strong, no good. The rebound brought down by Tanner Ryan, and a chance to tie for Overton. They were down 6. Now they're down 2. 23 seconds to go. Spalding had the ball in a 6-point lead with 45 seconds. Eklund trying to force it into Ryan. He's double-teamed. He forces the shot. Tough shot, no good. Fighting for the loose ball. A foul called with 13 seconds. Boy, They're letting them do what they want inside here, letting the kids determine who's going to win this game as Glazer got the rebound, his ninth. But that is, I believe, the 10th team foul on Overton, which gives them two shots. The foul is on Eklund, his third. Here's the situation, 13 seconds to go. Spalding Academy leads Overton 59-57. And it's Spalding to shoot two free throws with Joe Glazer. He's 0 of 3 in the game. First one up, it's good. And there was some pushing around on the rebound that there wouldn't have been one. Now a chance to make it a two-possession game. Second free throw, Glazer on the way. It's good. He got him when they counted. And a timeout will be called here on the floor with 13 seconds remaining. Timeout on the floor called by the Eagles. They trail by 4. We'll be right back.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
13 seconds remain here, and Overton will have to score and get a timeout. The point, though, is you got to score. Get a good shot, leave yourself 4 or 5 seconds. And Spalding will wait at midcourt. They'll get it into Schaefer. He gets by Stevens. Schaefer kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer by Eklund. He might have got fouled. It's no good. Rebound back up, no good. Rebound again and a foul with 3.5 seconds to go. They call a jump. And the arrow points the way of Spalding. And the Overton fans not happy about that one. Creighton Ryan really battled in there. And now a timeout going to be called here by Spalding Academy with 3.5 seconds to go. Joel Schaefer made a great move. Brandon Stevens came up to make sure that the ball couldn't roll all the way to half court. He grabbed it and went right by him. Schaefer could have pulled up and shot an open three, but obviously Overton had designed to play out of the timeout. So he chucked it into the corner to Caleb Eklund, who put the ball up, and the ball got tipped, and there was a little contact on the follow-through. It still went off the rim. Creighton Ryan got the rebound. He went back up with a lot of contact. Not only him, but his own teammate was kind of boxing him out when he shot it. Then the ball fell loose. We had a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Spalding, and that should do it. They could just lay the ball on the floor, and Overton down by 4 would be in trouble. The only way is that if Overton steals it and somehow Spalding fouls him. So it's Brandon Stevens to throw it in. 3.5 seconds to go, gets it in. There's the foul with 2.5 seconds to go. And Glazer will come to the other end and shoot 2. But they couldn't get the steal. And Overton, who looked like they were beaten earlier in this final minute, now looks like it finally will be done as Cahoy gets the 4th foul. And Glazer, this is all for cosmetic purposes. Long as the Knights don't get in the way, this game's over. Free throw no good. So Spalding Academy to 7-0, Overton to 5-1. Second free throw now by Glazer. If he misses it, Overton grabs it, calls timeout. Nope, he made it. Glazer makes it. Overton throws it in. Cahoy into the front court, fires the 3. It's no good, and that is the end of the basketball game. In this battle of unbeatens, the defending D2 state runner-up, Knights of Spalding Academy, hold off a late charge by Overton to win it 62-57. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Whether you're filling your tank, your tummy, or you're in need of a vehicle repair, the place you need to know is Flatwater Food and Automotive in Overton. Flatwater is your one-stop shop for everything you need to keep your trip on schedule, whether it's a road trip or just a trip across town. So come have a coffee, tea, or soda and enjoy the warm, friendly atmosphere you've come to expect from this small-town store located on Highway 30 in Overton. Best of luck, Eagles, from Flatwater Food and Automotive, the other FFA.
wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land National
Bank. Time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of our area athletes and schools for decades and continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. With a great selection to choose from, you'll be better equipped for the games you play when you shop Misco Sports. 62-57, it was Spalding Academy remaining unbeaten, handing Overton their first loss of the year for the Eagles. It was Creighton Ryan with 6 points, six rebounds. Hayden Cahoy, 6 points, three rebounds. Tanner Ryan, 15 points and nine rebounds. One block shot. He led the team in both of those categories. For Caleb Eklund, 12 points, eight rebounds, seven block shots. Joel Schaefer, he ended up being the high scorer. He ended up with 18 points in the game, four rebounds, two block shots, and J.D. Callahan had 2 points. 14 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 10 of the first half, 7 of 10 of the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 of the first half, 3 of 8 of the second half. Turnovers, after committing 10 in the first half, I had the Eagles with only 3 in the second half. Overton had 25 points at halftime. They scored 32 in the second half. 57 points, 31 rebounds, 11 of 20 at the free throw line, 4 of 14 from 3-point land. I had Overton with 10 block shots, 13 turnovers, but they fall to 5-1 on the season. They'll play in the consolation game tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 against the Centura Ravenna loser. And then after that, this Thursday, Kearney Catholic comes in on Friday. Kearney Catholic at Overton, so another state-rated team possibility there for the Overton boys and girls. Kearney Catholic is at Overton, and that'll be here on Classic Hits on Friday night. We'll look at the final numbers for Spalding Academy next.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's look at the final numbers now for the Knights of Spalding Academy. They had a total of 6 players score. 3 were in double figures, including Brandon Stevens, 15 points, 8 rebounds. Joe Glazer, 10 points, 9 rebounds and a block. Weston Pfeiffer, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Brock McKay led the way with 18 points. He had 3 rebounds. Kane Hashke, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Joe Burnt had a rebound. And Tanner Hudson, 9 points, 2 rebounds. 17 rebounds in the first half, 14 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 12 in the first half, 5 of 11 in the second half. So that's the one area the Knights were weak at tonight. 3-point shooting, 4 of 12 in the first half, 2 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 6 in the second half. The Knights had 37 points at halftime. They were held to 25 points in the second half. They were outscored 32-25, but they were up by a dozen at halftime. And they finished with 62 points, 31 rebounds, 10 out of 23 at the free throw line, 6 of 21 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 15 turnovers as Spalding Academy improves to 7-0 with a 62-57 victory against the Overton Eagles. They'll play in the championship game tomorrow night at 6:15 against the winner of the Ravenna game against Centura. And then when they get done with the holiday tournament, Elgin Public and Pope John at home on January the 7th. Then they hit the road until basically the end of the year. They have 8 consecutive road games, and that doesn't count the Goldenrod Conference tournament in the middle. They play at home on January 7th, and they'll probably get a first-round game at home in the Goldenrod, and then they don't play again at home until February 13th. Yikes. So that is the final numbers here. Again, a split of the doubleheader. Overton girls win it 60-54 in overtime behind Kinsey Enoch's 33 points. Megan Berger had 21 points, 17 rebounds for the Lady Knights. And in the boys' game, the battle of unbeaten go to the Knights 62-57 over Overton. We'll take a break. Be back in about 15 minutes as Ravenna and Centura get ready for their girls and boys doubleheader. Also,